was an old lady in the Zimmer frame, and I said, do you know who I am? She said, ask the matron and she'll tell you.
You've seen the size, by the way, of this guy.
That's the way I'll be playing golf this year. Zeros and ones.
What?
Working with flour.
I can hear a wee bit of an English twang.
And making sweet things I'm not so used to. More savoury, chopping.
Linda, mm-hmm. Try not to panic.
Lovely. Shoulder-length blonde hair always sends me. It really does send me.
Yeah, I understand your point there.
Does definitely send me. Your hair's lovely, mister. Sorry, mister.
How do I say biggest show in the country in Irish?
And show is Mo and Erin.
You could not tell the difference. He's with Days Without a Veterinary Surgeon and Shannon.
I don't think that line's working, you know. That's the second country we've gone to in that line. Bust.
I will look for you.
All right.
I will find you.
Thank you very much.
And I will kill you.
What was the problem with it?
Well, a recent poll has said that the prominence of celebrities from Northern Ireland, including Liam Neeson, Jimmy Dornan, Rory McIlroy, has helped ensure that our accent is really popular. 2,000 people from across the UK were surveyed. 17% said they preferred the Northern Irish accent. That was higher than the Scottish accent. So we've got sexy accents, Ant Miller.
Good morning. That's about as sexy as I get. I'm afraid it's not very good, especially at this time of the morning.
Do you think there is something right enough about the Irish accent?
Do you know what? I never would have believed it. You know, growing up in Northern Ireland, we're scundered when we hear our accent on the telly or the radio. But, you know, I live in England and everybody loves the accent. And I actually play on it sometimes. It gets you away with murder. So, yeah, it does work for if you're not from Northern Ireland. The Northern Ireland accent is apparently very sexy to listen to.
Like, I get people on Five Live, for example, asking me, you know, some of the callers to Five Live asking me to slow down how I speak. They can't stand the way I say film.
Film.
They want me to say film. You'll find quite a few broadcasters. I've refused to do so, right? But once I tell you this, you'll notice it. Quite a few broadcasters that rather than say the word power, you know, I've got the power to do this, or they go power.
Power.
my mate Chris Buckley, the Ireland correspondent, he's a classic for it. When you see him in the 10 o'clock news, it's basically the power wow wow wow. So some of the Northern accent is hard to understand by some of the English accent.
It is, and actually I was, you know, I'm at law school and I was doing a moot the other day, and one of the girls, who I would say has quite a difficult accent to understand as well and wouldn't be a UK accent, was talking about my accent and couldn't understand it, and I remember thinking, no, my accent's clearer than yours, but I think the way that we do pronounce things, it is unique, and we also, and I always think this is really funny, we kind of sound like we're threatening people a lot of the time. If we're being serious and we're you know, hello, how are you? It can be quite quite unnerving. But people seem to like it.
Yeah. It's the Italian accent is sexy. Do you not think so?
Or the parono d'italiano.
Or the Geordie accent.
Why are that? Look at me doing all the accents. How good.
Do you not think the Geordie accent is sexy?
No, definitely not. I'll tell you another accent that goes through me, actually, and I'll get killed for saying this, probably. Scouser accent, can't stand it.
The Scouser like accent, really?
It shrills through me. Like the London accent, like a Scottish accent.
What do you reckon is the sexiest accent around? You can pick up the phone to us this morning, 030 30 80 55 55. Niamh Horan and Adrian Peltz are here for a different subject, but let's ask them. Niamh, what's the sexiest accent in the world, do you reckon?
Well, it's not the Belfast accent anyway, that's for sure.
You reckon?
No. Well, and we've some tough accents down our neck of the woods as well. But I'd say, I don't know, Geordie maybe. I like the American accent on the guy as well. But and the British accent doesn't do it for me either. I won't turn any fans to the radio this morning, but there's my honesty.
Yeah. What about you, Adrian? What's the sexiest accent in the world?
Oh, it has to be an Irish accent, preferably from Cork. Has to be.
I'm partial to a South African accent as well, but I think that's because I get homesick. But I do love an Irish accent.
Really?
I'm in the right place for that, aren't I?
Yeah, big time. Here's an accent that's not too sexy. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, Belfast is sexy accent. You must be joking. It's the worst accent I've ever heard. Oh, yeah. What about you, mate? Eh? That's some sexy accent.
Let's hear your sexy voice, Norman.
What about you, mate? That's some sexy action. I'm taking you out today, darling. The accent I like is a Republic of Ireland accent, people from down south. I think it's a lovely accent, but us for Northern Ireland, well, it's in the gutter, in my book.
Well, stop driving it into the gutter. Stop slagging it off. Come on, Norman. This is it. This is a chance for you this morning, Norman. Sex it up.
Sex it up. Hello, my darling. Can I take you out tonight? And you can buy your dinner.
No, big lad.
Right. So let's have this exchange, Norman. Right. Okay. Are you ready, Norman?
Yes.
So we're going to have this exchange. I know you're not up for gay marriage and all that kind of stuff, but right. But Aunt Miller's going to flirt with you this morning. Let's just hear the sexy accent today. Go ahead, Aunt.
Okay, good morning, Norman. Let me get you out of those wet clothes.
Norman's
going to love me down too.
I can't have already washed my hands.
Kieran in Limavady, Zippy, founder member of The Nolan Show. You've just got the sexiest voice in Ireland, Kieran, don't you?
Oh, sure do. I've already had their bungo. Tell that woman there to tell her to take off my sexy clothes.
I think we need to rein it in this morning, slightly.
Hello, what do you call her, hello?
What?
What do you call that girl?
You call this lady Adrienne, Kieran.
Oh, Adrienne, how are you, my darling?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am very good. I just have to put my full piece on there. Would you still go out with me? Smell of perfume on the
face. Oh, I can't resist.
Yeah, you just...
Tell me this, Adrienne.
Right, be clean.
I'm going to be clean now. Can you make breakfast in the morning?
I can send you some.
Pardon?
I can send you a wee delivery.
Here's another winner. It's the sexy John and Donamina.
Donamana, Mr. Nolan. Donamana. Where are you getting Donamina out of?
Good morning.
You know, do you think I'm in Ballymena or somewhere with a teddy bear?
Now, this is your sexy Northern Ireland accent, John.
No, why? Well, what is it? You know, I'm actually ashamed of my Northern Ireland accent because people like the Ulster Scots, and I actually hate Ulster Scots. So I try and refine it, and I try and make it more English.
Each to their own. Each to their own, John. All right, good stuff. I enjoyed that. Thank you, John.
All right.
Thank you, Kieran. And thank you, Aunt Miller.